I'm going to call this meeting to order. I'm so glad to see all of you. Some of you again, maybe some for the first time. The first thing on the agenda is the approval of the June 6 minutes. Do I have a motion? They were sent out ahead of time to all the board members. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second. Austin.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Okay. Caitlin.
You ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the petition of Lucy S. Brannon and Catherine Varnadeau for the Columbia Square Monument to the Seven Ladies. So the applicant is requesting approval for application part one, theme, location, and preliminary design, as we saw last month. Just a little overview of the history. It was first presented last month at the June 6th HSMC meeting. There were concerns about the inclusion of a bench and whether the proposed location within Columbia Square was the most appropriate area. The petitioner was open to suggestions and met with the Park and Tree Department staff to identify a new location. This revision is now being presented after taking suggestions from last month's meeting into consideration. The applicant has now removed the commemorative bench from the proposal. So last month's decision was to continue this application to this meeting today, just to be able to address those concerns. So this is the new location, which is still within Columbia Square. There's just some other different perspectives of this, where it would be, and the design. So meeting with the city's Park and Tree Department, it appeared that this location was acceptable in terms of utilities and other such items. And then we just made a note that clarification was still needed about whether the design of the monument will change, but at this time, the bench is no longer part of the proposal. The final design is not reviewed until part two. So staff recommends that if there are any proposed changes to the granite marker, that it's provided with part two. Staff found the proposed location change and omission of the bench still meet the standards. Just a word about the public comments. So last month, there were several comments received after the first report was written, which were posted to that meeting's agenda as a matter of public record. They were evenly divided between supporting and opposing. At the time of the writing of this report, one written comment was received and had been uploaded to the agenda. So hopefully everybody had a chance to take a look at that. And then they had requested hard copy be passed out, which you all have in front of you too. And then I did want to also make a little note here that just a little bit ago, I heard from Gordon Denny with the Park and Tree Department. It was a letter of support from them, just saying they think this is a great location and can be installed in such a manner as to create a seamless connectivity to the existing seating area, looking as though it has always been there. He had a previous meeting he had to be at, but was hoping to send somebody else, but he at least wanted to have that letter on the record for today. So with that, staff does recommend approval.
Hi, Jonathan Mellon. Thank you, Caitlin, as always, for doing a fantastic job. I just wanted to say to you all, we greatly appreciate the applicant being so responsive. There were, as you know, at last month's meeting, some concerns about the location, the symmetry of the square. And now, as you can see in the photo that Caitlin provided, Caitlin and I went out and looked at the site. You'll be able to stand looking north, and you'll see the Davenport House on your left. So we thought it was incredibly responsive, and we just wanted to thank the applicant.
All right, so with that, let me get the staff report up so we can pull up the recommendation from staff, which is recommending that the Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval to City Council for the application of Part 1, theme, location, and preliminary design for the creation of a monument dedicated to the seven ladies to be installed in Columbia Square as requested, because the project meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you. Let me know if y'all have any questions.
Thank you, Caitlin. Does anyone on the board have a question for Caitlin? Thank you.
I have just a clarification.
Okay.
So just to make clear that, so the only additional public comment in letter form is the letter that the physical letter that we have here.
Right. The letter from Jean Carpenter, which was, sent to us, uploaded to the agenda, but then also hard copies brought in to share. That's the only thing we have heard aside from Gordon Denny. So.
Thank you. Would the petitioner like to say anything? Ms. Brannon, the floor is yours.
My name is Lucy Brannon. Madam Chair and members of the Sites and Monuments Commission, staff and community friends, we are grateful for this opportunity to return to propose an amendment to our original proposal of June 6th for a monument and bench to be placed in the northwest quadrant of Columbia Square honoring the seven ladies who changed the course of the history and direction of Savannah, preserving the beauty, character, and story of what is known now as the historic district, which we are all privileged to enjoy today. On June 6th, after discussing the monument concept without the bench, we agreed to remove the bench from the plan. We also discussed relocating the monument to the center section of the square, north of the existing fountain at the edge of the current paving. We have obtained approval for this location from Park and Tree and are requesting today that you approve this final location for this monument, which you can see represented in this picture by the MPC sign. The monument would be placed with a small setback from the existing brick and centered between the two existing benches. Additional minimal brickwork will be provided once the monument is in place and will be contracted by Park and Tree, along with any necessary adaptation of the existing landscape. The cost of this site work is part of the proposed budget of $35,000, of which at this time over $19,000 has been raised in cash and pledges. As mentioned in our earlier presentation, every effort has been made to complement and maintain the mass, scale, and existing features of the current structures and plantings in Columbia Square. This proposed location already contains two benches, which provide ample seating for visitors and tour participants in a need of a place to rest while learning about this critical part of our history. There is ample paving for tour groups to gather, to hear from their guides without intruding into existing green spaces or obstructing individuals traversing the square along the walkways. In this next picture, you see the design features and scale of the proposed monument without the bench, which is exactly as we discussed at the last meeting, with just two minor housekeeping changes, which has to do with the wording. The wording on this next slide does show two corrections to the spelling of the names of the women. Otherwise, there are no proposed changes to the monument design we had previously presented. As you remember, the monument itself will be constructed from granite with two bronze plaques. The top plaque will contain the pictures of the seven ladies in bas-relief or raising of their heads from the surrounding bronze. This picture offers just an idea of how it's going to look to have the seven faces portrayed side by side. We have met with Matt Lee, Charlie Depew of Depew Monument, and Gordon Denny, Christina Odom, who is here today, and Brent Boyd of Park and Tree to discuss details of the monument installation during the summer of 2025, which is next summer, and will be the 70th anniversary of the saving of the Davenport House and the beginning of Historic Foundation, Savannah Foundation. As we noted at our last meeting, the need for this monument to be placed in a prominent position on a public downtown square is essential not only to honor these seven ladies for their vision and pioneering work to secure the downtown district for our vibrant Savannah community, as well as for the thousands of visitors who join us daily to experience the beauty and learn more of the story of this place we are privileged to call our home. But it is also important that the impressive history of the courage and foresight of these seven incredible ladies be before the public, where all can view and be inspired. On behalf of the families of these seven ladies, I request the approval by this commission for this monument to be placed in Columbia Square in this newly proposed location north of the existing fountain. Thank you for your time, interest, and support of this effort.
Thank you, Ms. Brannon. First of all, I'd like to commend you for taking our comments and our suggestions from the last meeting and getting with your group to make some decisions about relocating the monument and deleting the bench. Also that you met with Parks and Trees and your monument builder and all that. So I do commend you for that. Are there any questions from anybody on the board for Mrs. Brannon? No question. Christopher can't help himself. Go ahead, Christopher.
I did want to say a couple.
Like what he has to say, so
well,
that's great.
I second what you said. That you took the words out of my mouth. I second what our chair said on that. But I also did want to add that myself, Sam, and Austin also walked over there after our last meeting with a few of these folks and looked around, and that was very helpful and informative for us to kind of see what was going on. I know one person had an issue with the azaleas getting messed with. The azaleas won't be touched, I don't think. Yeah. I think that'll be fine. But another thing I wanted to
hydrangeas.
Were you the neighborhood leader? And so I didn't want to speak for you, but you seem to have had to be satisfied with that as well. That was one objection that I think we satisfied. And I think that's part of the process, right? I mean, and I really do appreciate you all being flexible, and I appreciate the openness and conversation that everyone had about that. It's an honor to be a part of that process. And I think that was important. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present that wants to speak either for or against this proposal? Step up to the microphone and state your name.
Can you hear me okay?
Ellie Isaacs, Director of Preservation for Historic Savannah Foundation. We would like to thank MPC staff and the commission for their time on this project. And we'd also like to thank Lucy and Catherine and the families of the descendants for their vision for this monument, acknowledging the significant contributions of the seven ladies on the Savannah preservation movement. We think the monument is the perfect addition to the square, and we are supportive of the updated location and application as submitted.
Thank you. Is there anyone else present? Okay, is there anyone online? There's no one online. Okay. Board, do I have a motion for this revised proposal?
Eileen Baker, I make a motion to accept the revised proposal.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
State your name.
Austin Rojas.
Okay. All in favor?
Eileen, aye.
It's Christopher, aye.
Austin, aye.
Motion passes.
Make sure we're invited to the dedication.
Please do. Well, there is a part two coming up, correct?
Yes, there will be. This will go to City Council, and then part two will come back here.
Is there any other business? Okay. If there's no other business, our next meeting is on August the 1st, and we are.
We'll let you know if we get any applications, because Thursday or July 3rd is the deadline. So.
Correct. Maybe we'll meet on August the 1st. I'll put it that. Okay. The meeting is adjourned.